A change in subject now. Let's talk sharks, the kind in the sea. Of the 1,000-plus species of sharks and rays in the world, a new study finds nearly a quarter are threatened with extinction, making these ancient fish among the most endangered groups of animals in the world. NPR's Richard Harris reports on the latest assessment of these feared yet vulnerable creatures.
A group called the International Union for the Conservation of Nature maintains the so-called Red List of species threatened with extinction. They've been worried about sharks, rays, and related species for more than 20 years, and the IUCN has finally toted up the risk to these species and published their results in the online journal eLife.
It's quite bad, I'm sorry to say.
Sonia Fordham, who helps run the assessment, says it's not news that a lot of shark species were in trouble, but 25% of species at risk of extinction? That's a big number.
And of those, the rays are actually worse off than the sharks.
Rays include manta and skates, but also fish that look more like sharks, such as the sawfish, with a snout that looks like a double-sided saw.
So the sawfishes are the most endangered of the group by far.
Fordham, who is president of Shark Advocates International, says some sawfish populations have already been driven to extinction. They're critically endangered elsewhere because they live along fragile coastlines and because they're a prize catch for the Asian market.
People know about the global trade in shark fins, but few know that some of the most valuable fins that are used in shark fin soup come from the shark-like rays, species like sawfishes and wedge fishes and guitar fishes.
Rays are also often snagged by fishermen actually trying to catch other species. For instance, the ironically named common skate is now extinct in some European waters because it was wiped out by fishermen angling for other species. When Fordham and her colleagues dug into the fishery's catch data, they discovered that more rays have been fished out of the water than sharks.
They're also not getting much conservation attention. They tend to be a little underappreciated.
The scale of the problem is breathtaking to Boris Worm, who was not involved in the IUCN study, but who has been studying the plight of sharks and related species at Dalhousie University in Canada.
It's shocking to me. One in four sharks and rays.
One reason he's surprised is information about these species is often hard to come by. Worm's group has been scouring global fishing records to get a sense of the magnitude of the problem.
We estimated that globally we're catching at least 100 million sharks a year. That's 11,000 each hour, every day, 365 days a year. So that's a lot of sharks.
Overall, he estimates that 6 to 8% of the global population of sharks and rays gets caught each year, and they simply can't reproduce fast enough to keep pace. These species evolved before the dinosaurs were on Earth 400 million years ago.
And they're like a, you know, version one model of a fish, if you will. So they have an extremely slow life history. They grow very slowly, and their populations are depleted very quickly.
The good news is that there are a few conservation success stories for certain species of sharks. Sonia Fordham says the challenge now is to spread those practices around the world and to include many more species that are currently heading toward oblivion. Richard Harris, NPR News.